Cliff Simple. These are indicated. His date is 07/09/2025. Dictation is for Santiago Abarca. Abarca spells A-B-A-R-C-A. Santiago spells S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O. Date of birth is 08/01/1964. This is a 60-year-old gentleman here with leg pain and toe pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 3 days. Stated he just returned from El Salvador, where he visited, period. He said while there he partaked in alcohol beverages, red meats, and seafoods, period. Described pain as sharp, rate of pain 7/10, worse with weight bearing and motion, period. Said pain is located in the calf region and his great toe on the right, period. Also calf pain on the left, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient is requesting refill of his chronic care medication. Next paragraph, next line. He denies shortness of breath, denies cough, denies bloody sputum. Next line, denies chest pain. He denies exhaustion and dyspnea, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 181/88. Pulse 77. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.5. Period. Next paragraph. HEENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended is secondary to obesity, no tenderness of palpation, no rebound, no guarding, yes, normal bowel sounds, period. A liver is mildly, appears, liver is palpable. Next paragraph, no suprapubic tenderness of palpation. Next paragraph, extremities, tenderness is right and left calf. Next line, great toe on the right is erythematous, edematous, hot to touch. Yes, full range of motion, but with moderate discomfort, period. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and cranial nerves routine is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute gout attack. Right great toe. Assessment number two is benign prostate hypertrophy. Assessment number four is hypertension. Number five is bilateral leg pain, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done. For DVT, considering patient recently returned from long flight, study was negative. Other ultrasound of his abdomen and his circulatory systems were also negative. His prostate is mildly enlarged without any nodules or calcification. Next paragraph. The following labs were drawn today: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, uric acid, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D. Patient's medication was refilled as follows: amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. He was prescribed new prescription as follows: colchicine 0.6 milligrams. You will take 2 PO now, then in 1 hour take 1 PO, but do not take more than 3 capsules in 24 hours, period. He was advised to wait 3 days before you repeat this process. He was given a total of 12 pills, period. Next medication, allopurinol 200 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. The patient was given the following medication in the clinic: Suradol 60 milligrams IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 20-25 minutes, then reevaluated. He indicated that his pain is improved. He was educated about his condition and strongly encouraged to stay away from those food particularly that contributes to gout. He says he understands and will comply. He was given a work excuse to return to work on Friday to come back to the clinic on Saturday. Earlier, if there's no improvement, I will go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.